Hello, welcome back to the Sidetracked Podcast. I am your host. Let's talk about money today. I'm getting straight into it because I'm pissed about this whole situation going down. So I apologize if there's an echo, just how it is on this side of town. So, oh, here they are. So I got a check in the mail. It was a cashier's check for a large amount of money. It was from a credit union, right? So I'm thinking, okay, this looks legitimate, even though I have no affiliation with this credit union in any way. So I deposited it. I deposited it in my savings account because obviously that's what you do. They're like, yeah, we're gonna put a hold on your account for like 4 days. And I'm like, oop. I'm sorry, y'all. I had beans. I had black bean quesadillas, and yeah, you know how it is. We're all human. It's a bodily function. As long as it's not, you know, a shart, then we're good. So I put it in my account, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna put a hold on your account for a few days. I'm like, sweet, because you know, that's something that every girl wants. So I'm sitting here for 4 days checking my account nonstop. By the way, the Chase app kept crashing. It keeps crashing. Like, it won't let me stay in the app for more than 5 seconds. And, like, 3 seconds are meant to log in the app. And I'm getting more and more angry by the day. I'm a very patient person, but this has been happening for like a week and a half now. So yeah, Chase, get it together. So I waited for 4 days, right? And today was supposed to be the day that I got this giant sum of money. Guess what? The check wasn't authorized. Chase told me that this check was authorized and we're just processing it. I don't like liars as much as my mom doesn't like liars, and she fucking hates them. So I am over the moon right now. In the worst way. Like, I am so mad because, one, I was going to put a down payment on a car with that money. And two, I was going to pay at least the rest of my rent for this lease. And if you didn't know, I moved out of my mom's whole thing. I was going to pay the rest of the summer's rent with this money, right? Come and find out, the shit, oh, and today, I'm only angry about this because I don't have money in my account right now. My school paid me, and then I don't know what I spent the rest of the money on. Oh, yeah, DoorDash. I don't even have enough money to get boba from DoorDash. Do you know how sad that is? I want boba so bad. But yeah, I'm not happy. And I found out today that when I canceled my flight for my vacation, they didn't refund it back to my account. which is great. They put it in as a travel credit. So I have to wait for a week to see if that even goes into my account. Oh man, I'm beyond angry right now. Like, I'm past the point of anger. I'm just disappointed. I feel let down a little bit. Like, this check was worth almost $3,000, okay? For me, living by myself, you know, only having less than $700 worth of rent to pay, and just credit card expenses, it's a lot of money for me. And when I found out that it didn't go through, because obviously it's a fake fucking check, I was pissed. I was so mad. Like, I might as well put the damn, what's it called? The thing in the thumbnail, because, okay, I have to lock my card now. Oh snap, y'all. Oh, and you know what else happened? You want to know what else happened? It kicked me out again. I went to get gas, right? And I had work today. First day on the job, right? After work, I went to get gas, and I was supposed to get a parking card. And, for the free parking, right? And it's the fucking, I couldn't even get the parking card because I was so low on gas, because I had to drive 2 hours last night just to get some documents from my mom's house. So I would have had gas, I would have been able to get the card, but I had to get documents from my mom's house. So, and like, she obviously doesn't want to drive to me, so, well, it's not that she doesn't want to, it's just she has other stuff to do, and she has to wake up at 4 a.m. for work, like she tells me every single day. It's like, bro, I don't even bother asking her anymore, because, like, every time I ask her for something, she gets, like, really questiony, like, she interrogates me. She's like, why do you need this, you know, like, and then she gets an attitude with me, like, I didn't choose this, I didn't choose to ask you for these fucking documents. Like, I didn't choose to ask you for my passport. It's for my job. I don't have a say in the matter. I have to bring it, you know? And I hate when she just gets, like, angry with me because I asked her to dig up something for me. Like, okay, I would have done it myself if I knew where it was. But, you know, that's why I don't like asking her for stuff, because shit like this happens. And I don't like getting yelled at. Nobody does. But, like, I especially don't like it when I'm politely asking for something and I get an angry response back, like, oh, you should have told me this, you should have came home earlier, you would have gotten it. What am I supposed to do about it? There's, like, I'm asking you now because I found out now. Like, I'm asking you at this moment because I found out at the same moment. I try to get things done as quickly as possible. But if I get a request for something late, like I got an email that was like, hey, bring this tomorrow at 7 a.m. I got that email at fucking 4 p.m. And, you know, I'm a college student, so obviously I have fucking homework to do. I didn't get that done till like 7 o'clock. And then I drove to Walmart to pick up an air pump and a bike chain. And my bike tire fucking broke. Like, what? Why didn't anyone tell me this before? Like, my brother was helping me load it in the car. He could have told me, hey, your bike tire is kind of fucked up. I can't even ride it. So I just bought the bike chain for fucking nothing. And, well, I need the air pump. But, you know, it's like, bro. And, like, I have to make an appeal. Like, I'm on fucking trial with my mom. Like, oh, I got gas instead because I was so low on gas I wouldn't have made it to the parking place. And, like, she still interrogates me about it. I didn't have a choice. Like, it was either drive to the parking place, get the parking card, and not have enough gas to get home or to work the next day, or I get gas and I ask you for the $20 that I need for the card and, you know, go from there, pay you back when I get paid. But, like, there's no need for interrogation. There's no need for that. Like, you're working. I just started working. I don't have money right now. I just paid my rent. And I have a $500 credit bill that I need to fucking pay. So that's gonna be fun. I don't know when I'm gonna pay that off because I'm just, I don't know. But, like, the cool thing is, like, we get bonuses at work. Like, if we have an idea or, like, I don't know, something happens. There was, like, a list of things that I could get bonuses for, which is cool. Okay, so yesterday, I'm gonna explain the situation to you. Yesterday, at, like, 2 o'clock, I must have gotten that email earlier then, my bad. 2:56, I asked, could you have my birth certificate and social security card ready for me? I'm coming home tonight. That's what the email requested. I keep forgetting for some reason that you can use your passport. Because I work in a fucking airport. But anyway, I ask nicely. Like, you can see. And she knows that I'm a nice person. I'm not gonna, like, say, hey, run me this, or give me this, give me that. Like, I'm not like that when it comes to asking for stuff. Like, when it comes to asking for stuff, I'm not bold about it. Like, I get nervous because, you know, I'm afraid of rejection. And I always ask nicely. And she FaceTimes me when she gets home from work, and she's like, just, like, in my face talking about, like, oh, I don't know where this is, like, you have to come find it, da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, but I didn't ask for this attitude. I didn't ask for this treatment. I asked you nicely. I expect to be treated the same way. And she thinks she's not doing anything wrong. And, you know, I don't ask for much. The only things I ask for are, like, things that I need for work or for school, or, you know, I don't even ask for money that often because I pay for all my own shit. Like, that's the only reason, one of the only reasons I moved out. It's like, I want to be independent. I want to pay for my housing. I want to pay for this. I want to pay for that. Because I'm almost 21. I'll be 21 in a little over a month. So I'm just like, I don't want to live at home forever. Even though my mom begged me to stay. She's like, oh, you can live at home until you get married. Hell no. Hell no. I'm not, no. I love my mom, but I'm not, no. And like, if I never get married, where am I gonna go, you know? Like, I'm not staying in that house for the rest of my life. It's toxic. And nobody can go 30 seconds without an argument in that house. And like, I hate that. Now that I got a taste of independence, like, it's so quiet in here. Like, the only time I speak in this house is when I'm talking to myself, which is a lot. But like, I don't start fights with anybody because I don't like that shit. I don't like it when people, like, pick arguments for no reason or, like, pick fights for no reason. Like, what do you gain from that? What do you gain? Nothing, exactly. So, what else? And on Wednesday, I was like, hey, Mom, when you get home tonight, could you send me a photo of my Social Security card? I asked nicely. And I was like, I need it for work. And she calls me talking about, I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. And I'm like, oh, that's not my problem. If you don't know where it is, and like, I have to drive for so long. And it's, you know, it's frustrating. Like, last night I drove 2 hours just to pick up 3 things from my mom's house. 2 hours for just 3 things. And like, I finished my homework at my mom's house, but you know, the Wi-Fi is slower there because my brothers are always playing video games. So that's fun, right? And I did that. I left at exactly 9:34. And my mom's like, don't drive at night. Don't do this. Don't do that. Like, okay. Like, obviously, I don't have a choice. If I could have gotten to your house earlier, I would have. But I asked for things late. I needed stuff for work. It's, you know, it's not an easy thing to, like, I don't mind asking people for stuff, like, when it comes to coworkers and stuff like that, but when it comes to my family, like my parents, I hate asking for shit. I hate it, because it always turns into something like this. Every single time, like, without fail. Like, I got interrogated for asking for my stuff. My stuff. Like, what? You don't trust me or something? I'm literally your kid. And you know I'm responsible for stuff. Like, having my own place doesn't make me responsible automatically, but I've paid my rent for 2 months. Early. So I'm, you know, I'm responsible when it comes to that. And sure, I've built up my credit card bill, but, you know, it's only because I had to pay for my glasses, which my mom wasn't around. She was at work. And she doesn't have any days off, so I can't, like, you know, call her and say, hey, can you, like, come over here? Because her job's on the other side of the optical place. And by the time she gets there, it's going to be closed. So I had to pay for the shit on my own. And I didn't have money at the time, so I used my credit card. Okay. But, like, here's the thing. I don't ask for shit from my parents often because it turns into shit like this. And I ended up hating asking them for stuff, even though they're like, you can come to us for anything, you know, talk to us, da 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 da. But, like, when I talk to you guys about this kind of shit, I get either interrogated or yelled at. I don't have control over what my job asks for, or... And besides, it's my stuff. It's my passport, my social security stuff. I need it for my job. I'm not using it to... I don't know what you would even do that's, like, illegal with a passport or... Well, I know... I'm not gonna, like, scam people because, like, that's my card. Like, who am I gonna scam? Myself? But it's... We got way off topic here. But, like, I got a check in the mail. $2,600. I was so excited because I was like, okay, I'm going to put a down payment on a Tesla. And then I'm going to fucking pay my rent. And then I'll have money left over for my credit card bill. And, like, you know, just to save money. Which is kind of impossible because I fucking buy DoorDash breakfast every fucking day. But, you know, I have cereal now, so until that runs out, I have free breakfast. But yeah, you know, I was so pissed when the check didn't go through. I was like, bro, I had so many plans for this money, you know? And... I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So, like, if you get a cashier's check in the mail that you didn't ask for, don't fucking deposit it. Call the credit union number and say, hey, did you send this to me? I know Chase is tired of me depositing, like, fraudulent checks because... One time, I got caught in a scam for, like, a dog babysitting thing. It fucking sucked. Oh, I wish I had some ice cream right now. But, like, you know what I mean, right? Like, I'm tired of all this shit, man. I'm sick. Tired, and it's not fair at all because, like, I'm asking for shit that belongs to me, so why am I getting chastised for it, you know? And I'm lightheaded. And, like, when that check didn't go through, I was like, fuck, dude. So I thought things were really looking up, you know? But I just... I got caught in another fucking scam. Which, it sucks to get caught in scams, by the way. I should fucking sue... the guy who sent me the shit, because, first off, with the other scams that I've stumbled upon, like, I've had to message people and, like, them being like, oh, you know, I have a dog, you know, I'm gonna need you to babysit, like, 3-4 days a week. Here's damn near $3,000 to get pet food and, like, other shit. Like, I'm gonna be this dog's caretaker. And I'm like, fucking awesome, because I love dogs. I love animals in general. I've recently taken a liking to cats. I am very afraid of cats. Like, I'm not, like... Well, I am afraid of them, but only because they're unpredictable. You have to be really picky with cats, because, like, even if you train them properly, like, they still have their instincts, you know? Like, you can't change that. So, I'm like, okay, sick, I'm gonna get a huge amount of money to, you know, get shit for this dog. If there's any money left over, they say I can keep it, right? And then, come to find out, I went to Regions, I deposited the check, and they were asking me, like, a shit ton of questions. They're like, oh, who is this person? And, like, you know, asking me, like, a bunch of questions. I'm just standing there like, bitch, if you don't deposit this fucking check. And then they call me on my way home. Bad move, I'm fucking driving. They call me, right? And then they're like, hey, this check is fraudulent, so you won't be able to bank with us ever again. I didn't do the shit on purpose. I didn't do it. I was coaxed into doing it. Sure, but I didn't fucking make a fake check and pull up like, hey, I'm sure this check is real, you know, like, I fucking hate scammers, bro. And, like, how are you gonna send me, how do they know my new address? How do they know? What the fuck? I haven't shared my address with anybody except for, you know, my fucking family, because if anything happens, they can come to me and be at my side, but otherwise, I haven't shared it with anybody, you know? And I just don't understand how they found it. Like, what the fuck? I don't know, dude. I don't know, bro. Okay, purr. It's been a day. Let's just say that. I don't know if I should go. I should probably, I don't know. I'm heated right now. I might just take a shower and cool down. But, I think I'm done ranting. But, like, the fact that they sent me a check that didn't go through, I should fucking sue. Like, I should call Chase and be like, hey, y'all owe me this fucking money because you fucking lied to me saying that it was authorized when it wasn't to begin with. You should have just canceled it right then if you knew it wasn't authorized, instead of making me wait 4 days just to find out it wasn't authorized. I hate it here. I really do. I just, I don't know. I'm mad. I'm pissed. And, like, my apartment is a mess again. I cleaned it, too. I cleaned it. And then I ran out of fucking dishwashing detergent. So, I could do my dishes, but I'm fucking lazy. So, obviously, I'm not gonna fucking do them. I'm just gonna wait till I get paid. And then I'll get dishwash detergent. It's just like, bro. And, like, I'm shaking right now because I'm dehydrated as shit. But also because I'm not happy right now. And, like, I, I was gonna put a down payment on my dream car, bro. That's what I was pissed about. Like, you know, and oh well. I don't know. I guess it's a sign. Don't trust checks that haven't been mailed to you if you don't know they've been mailed to you beforehand. I don't know, dude. All right, that's the end of my rant. I've just been going at it for half an hour. I didn't even realize I've been talking for this long, but if you get a check in the mail without your consent, call the, I don't know, I have to see if there even was a number on that credit card, but like, even then, like, do your research, look up the credit union, look up all the shit. And they're like, yeah, it's a credit union, so we have to, you know, wait for them to get the money. They're a financial institution. They don't have fucking money. Are they broke? Like, you know what? I might as well just get a loan or something because, I'm over it, you know? Like, I'd rather pay the loan back than to deal with all these shitty fucking scammers who think they're better than everybody and think if I deposit a fraudulent check, oh, then I'm gonna rule the fucking world. Bitch, okay then, rule the world on some other terms, like, stop scamming people. You are the lowest of the low, and I hope you know that. Not you, but, you know, any scammer that's listening to this. Fuck you. And I really, really, really hope that karma comes back to bite you in the ass. Also, I hope you get sucked through a jet engine because you're a fucking scumbag. And I hope you know that. Thank you. Okay. Now it's time for the outro. Oh, shit. Anyway, thank you all for your support. You know I love y'all. Like, it... No question. Like, I fucking love y'all. Thank you for supporting me. Sorry that I'm angry today. Like, you know, I talked about this. Like, it's been a day. I'm not gonna fucking talk about it. But it's, damn, it's almost 9 o'clock already? I'm not even tired, bro. I don't know, maybe a shower will help. Because, like, I slept for 4.5 hours today. Just, like, I took a nap. I think I need to start taking my depression meds again. But, yeah, I mean, cool, I guess. I don't know. Thanks for listening. I appreciate your support. Worldwide, international, domestic, I don't know. Thank you for your support. No question. Love y'all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.